week's Pasha, Pasha's boy, Torah tells us, Vayoyimri Avdei Paroi Elof, and the Avodim of Paroi told him, Ad Musai Yez Eluni Lemoikesh. How long are these Yidden going to be for us a stumbling block, going to make our lives difficult? Shalach es anushim, send them out already. Let them go. V'yavdi es Hashem, that they can serve Hashem like they're asking. Haterem teida ki avdo Mitzrayim. Have you not yet realized, Paroi, the game's over? Have you not woken up that we've lost? There's no way we're going to be victorious. So the advisors of Paroi said to him, Paroi, you're living in dreamland. You're not going to win this. Haterem teida, have you not realized ki avdo Mitzrayim, that Mitzrayim is lost? So just let them go. So asks the Or HaChaim HaKodesh. Although we know it's written in the Torah, Vayechazek Hashem eslev Paroi, that Paroi's heart was hardened by Hashem. Hashem made him harden his heart. But asks the Or HaChaim HaKodesh, even the most foolish person, when he does something, and you'll ask him, why is he doing this? What's he doing it for? He'll give you a whole explanation. He'll ramble on and give you a whole long drusha to explain where he's coming from, why he thinks he's right and the whole world is wrong. So ask the Racham HaKodesh, so the Avdei Paroi come to Paroi and they say, Paroi, wake up, the game's over, you've lost. What are you thinking? Haterem teida ki avdo Mitzrayim? Hashem hardens his heart. So what did he answer back? How did he explain why he thought that he's still going to win and that he's in control? What was he thinking? So says the Or HaChaim HaKodesh, a gewaldige pshat. If we look in Parsha Shmois, when Moshe Rabbeinu went to Paroi to ask him to let the Yidden go, you'll see something very interesting. Moshe Rabbeinu never mentioned that their intention is to go out and not come back. He never said that. He never said, we're going off to Eretz Yisrael, we're moving, we're leaving behind. All he asked for was Nelchono Derech Shloishes Yomim Bamidbar. We want to go 3 days in the Midbar because we want to bring Kabunas to Hashem. V'yachoygili Bamidbar. So asked the Racham HaKodesh, very interesting. Moshe Rabbeinu actually never even asked to go out Loilam Vued. All he said was, we want to go for 3 days. Paroi couldn't spare the Yidden for 3 days? What's going on here? Says the Racham HaKodesh, I understand it was this clause of 3 days which was the cause of Paroi's downfall. When Moshe Rabbeinu came and he said to Paroi, Hashem's asked that we should go out for 3 days, Paroi was straight away very suspicious. Moshe Rabbeinu, don't play with me games. I know fully well that you're not interested in going just for 3 days. You're going out and never coming back. So why can't you be honest with me and say that? Why are you just asking for 3 days? So Paroi jumped to the conclusion that the reason must be, we know Chazal tell us, that no Eved ever succeeded in escaping from Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim was surrounded by all sides by such strong kishuf that it was impossible for a person to go out. Today, you know, we have alarms and sensors and flashlights. A person walks, and even then, there are people who know how to switch off the systems. They know how to evade it. They know when to go when the watchman is fast asleep. In Mitzrayim, they had a far better system. They had such an amazing system of kishuf. When the person came anywhere near the border, it set off things barking in Mitzrayim, and they knew exactly, like beeping, a sense of beeping. There's an intruder over there. There's somebody trying to get out. Nobody ever got out of Mitzrayim. So therefore, Paro thought to himself, the reason why they're only asking for 3 days is because they can't escape from Mitzrayim. So they need to leave Mitzrayim, to go out into the Midbar. Once they've left Mitzrayim, then they're going to make a runner and they're not going to come back. So obviously, thought Paro to himself, you see, Hashem isn't a koil yuchel chas v'shul. Rabbi Hashem isn't the super all-powerful that can do everything and anything, because the Rabbi Hashem doesn't have enough power to take them out of Mitzrayim if I am not going to let. So therefore, he's got to resort to a trick to ask only for 3 days. That's what Paroi thought. So Paroi said, you know what, oy bazoi, we're going to see who's stronger. And he said, I'm not letting Eden go. Okay, Makis Dom, Makis Fadeya, Kinim, Oroiv, Deva, and so on. We're ready by the 8th Makkah, Makkas Arba. Says the advisors to Paroi, you got it wrong. It looks like the reason why Hashem only asked for 3 days is because that's all he wanted. He didn't want to take them out. That what you thought, that he asked for 3 days was just a trick and they're really going to run off Tetz Yisrael? No, it's not true. The Rebbe Yishim is happy. The Yidden should stay working for you, Paroi. They've been here for the last 210 years. Hashem never said anything till now. The Rebbe Yishim just wants merely they should have a little 3-day break. You know, a Yarchikala. Go out into the Midbar. Moshe Rabbeinu will give some shiurim. There'll be makrif some kambunas. 3 days. And then the Rebbe Yishim's happy. They should go back to Mitzrayim. So Paroi just let them go. Because you see, the Rebbein Hashem is a kol yochel. He's destroying our country. Haterem teida ki of the Mitzrayim. Have you not realized that Rebbein Hashem is super powerful? And therefore, if he wanted to take them out, he could do. So why did he only ask for 3 days? That's all he wanted. Rebbein Hashem didn't want them for more. So for 3 days, you got to destroy your whole country? Oh, says Paro, I see you're right. He calls Moshe Rabbeinu. And he says to him, no problem. You want to go for 3 days? Just tell me, mi v'mi ha-holchim. Who are going for this 3-day yarchikala? Says Moshe Rabbeinu, says Paro, chino ha-gvorim, ki oisa atam avakshim. Understand, you want to go? Let all the men go. But the women, the children, they don't need to all go along. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, no. We're taking everybody with. We're taking everything with. Everything. Binoreini ifskaneini neilech. And all our animals and all our possessions. Says Paro, not so fast, Moshe Rabbeinu. This doesn't add up. I've never heard before that somebody goes away for 3 days. He's got to take all his possessions and everything with him for 3 days. For what? For who? Elamai. Says Paro, I see, you really do want to run away. You do run to wander on it. So why couldn't you say to me straight away that you're going loyal and void? Why are you only asking for 3 days? So Paro now comes back to his original position. It must be that the Boishim Chas V'Shulam hasn't got enough power to take them out of Mitzrayim. And that's why he asked only for 3 days. So Paro hardens his heart. Comes Arbe, Choshech, Makkas Bechoiris. And Makkas Bechoiris comes, then straight away, Paroi sends out the Yidden, go, you're all free to go, you're allowed to go, 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 go. Comes Pashas Beshalach, it's written in the Torah, Vayigad le Paroi, Kiborach Ho'om. It was told to Paroi, Kiborach Ho'om, that Klausel are running away. And Paroi's heart suddenly changed. And he said to his Vayomri, Mazois Osini, what have we done? Kishilachni as Yisrul Movdeini, that we just let the Yidden go. Asks the Orachama Kudush, what was Paroi so asking this question? What have we done? What do you mean, what have you done? You don't want to give it an option. When a person makes a decision on his own accord because he's decided that's a good course of action, and after he realizes he made a mistake, then a person is entitled to say, "Oi, what have we done? Mazoi sosili." But here, Paro wasn't given an option. He was forced into letting the Eden go. So what did he ask? Mazoi sosili, question number one. Question number two is, what does it mean, Vayigid leParo? It was told to Paro, Ki borachom. The cousins are running away. They're not running away. They've left. They're on the way. He let them go. So what does it mean? They're running away. A person's only running away if he's doing something which he's not allowed to do. But Paro let them go. So what does it mean? They're running away. And why did he suddenly change his opinion? Straight after Makkos Bechoris, what's changed? So says the Racham HaKodesh beautifully, that when Paro let them go after Makkos Bechoris, he suddenly realized that the Rabbi Shem is the Kol Yochol. Rabbi Shem can do everything and anything. And the reason why he only asked for 3 days must be because that's what the Rabbi Shem only wanted. He didn't want longer than 3 days. If he would have wanted, he could have taken out the Olam Vuad. But the Rabbi Shem only asked 3 days. That's all he wanted. Came now the third day after the Eden left, Shteitim Pashas Beshalach, that Paro was told, Nevichim heim ba'oretz, sugo aleim hamidbar. The Eden, they backtracked. It looked like they were lost. They were going round and round in circles. Vayigad leParoi, and Paro is informed, ki borachom. They're trying to run away. What does it mean, run away? Yes, says Paro. Obviously, the Rabbi Shem only wanted them to go for 3 days. And now the 3 days are over, so the Rabbi Shem has left them alone. And now they're trying to run off. Vayehofech levav Paroi, and he says, Mazois osini ki shilachni. Why did I tell the Eden they're free to go? La'olam vo'ed. And can see now 3 days are over, and they're going round and round in circles. So what did we do that we told the Eden they're free to go? La'olam vo'ed. The 3 days are up. Let's go and chase them and get them back again. So says the Aruch Haim HaKodesh, it was this 3 day clause which was the downfall of Mitzrayim. And the reason why Hashem did this in such a way to Paroi, to get him confused, was Midah Keneged Midah. Because the Mitzrayim enslaved the Eden, Beforech, and the Chazal tell us Beforech means Beper Rach, with a slippery tongue. In the beginning, they made it look exciting, interesting, competitions, prizes. And then slowly but surely, they ensnared the Yidden, Beperach. And therefore, says Aruch Haim HaKodesh, Midah Keneged Midah, Paroi got confused as well and didn't understand what really was the Kavuna of the Rabbi Nishloi. After Makkos Arba, we come to Makkos Choshech. And Rashi tells us, one of the reasons why Hashem brought Makkos Choshech was because there were Yidden who were not worthy of leaving Mitzrayim. And they were Rishoim, and they were not worthy of leaving. And Hashem didn't want the Mitzrayim to see that the Yidden were being nifted in Mitzrayim. So Hashem brought Makkos Choshech that the Mitzrayim shouldn't see this. How many Yidden were nifted? We don't know exactly. But Chazal tell us, next week's Parshim B'Shalach, V'chamishim uli b'nei Yisrael Mitzrayim. Tell us, Chazal, what is the translation of V'chamushim? Tell us, Chazal, the Echod Mechomesh. Only 1/5 of Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim. 4/5 were nifta in Mitzrayim. Makkos Choshech. V'chamushim, 1/5 left, 4/5 were nifta. The majority of Klal Yisrael were nifta in Mitzrayim. Now, I once heard a gewaltig. Makkos Choshech, as we know, is the 9th Makkah. That 10 Makkahs went on for an entire year. So the 9th Makkah, Makkos Choshech, was almost at the very end of a whole year of Makkos. Even the Chartumei Mitzrayim, even the magicians in Mitzrayim had already woken up and they had said, Etzba Elokim, this is not a happening by mikra, by chance. This is the Etzba Elokim, this is the Rabbein Shloilem. And this week's Parsha, they told him, the advisors, Haterem Teda of the Mitzrayim. So how could it be that we're holding by Makas Choshech and 4/5 of Klal Yisrael were not worthy of leaving Mitzrayim? They were a Shoim. How can this be? Did they not see all the Nisim, the Oysers, the Moisim, the Makos, Doms, Fadeya, Kinim, Orov, and Azovata? How can it be that we're holding by Makas Choshech and 4/5 of Klal Yisrael are not worthy of leaving? So the answer is a very deep answer. The Yidden in Mitzrayim, we know, were Mem Tes Sharei Timah. What does it mean to be Mem Tes Sharei Timah? It doesn't mean like we think. People are, I don't believe the Rabbi Shem, I don't believe in anything. We here have people that call themselves atheists. I don't believe anything. That's not what the Yidden were, Mem Tes Sharei Timah. The Yidden believed there was a Rabbi Shem. They saw in front of their eyes. They couldn't help but believe. Everybody saw there's a Yad Hashem. But like Chazal tell us, Haluli Oivdei Avoyde Zura, V'Haluli Oivdei Avoyde Zura. The Mitzrayim were Oivdei Avoyde Zura, and the Yidden were Oivdei Avoyde Zura. And when you ask the Yid, Reb Yankel, how can you be a Oived Avodah Zorah? Did you not see the Nisim? Did you not see the Oysus and Moises with all the Makas? How can you still be a Oived Avodah Zorah? And this Yid said back to you, you're right, but there's nothing I can do. I can't stop myself. I can't hold myself back. Although I know what I'm doing is wrong, and although I know that it's meaningless and it's silly and it's got nothing to it at all, and I shouldn't be doing this, I can't stop myself. And when you say to him, what do you mean you can't stop yourself? Is somebody forcing you? No, nobody's forcing you. Halavai I could stop. I just can't control myself. I have no control to be able to hold myself back. So although I know what I'm doing is wrong, and I know it's foolish as well, and I know I'm destroying myself as well, there's nothing I can do. And in our language, we call it today addiction. There are people, lots of people, unfortunately, today, who are addicted to various things. Whether it should be addicted, let's say, to smoking, alcohol, or worse things. Take smoking, for an example. Now, I don't even know how much a packet of cigarettes cost. When I was a yeshiva bucher, they cost about £1. But I've been told that since then it's gone up, I'm not sure, 2, 3, 4, 5 times. I've got no idea. However much it costs, if you smoke a packet a week, if you smoke a packet a day, you are spending, could be £50 a week, easily, I don't know. On what? On destroying your health. It's horrible. It's not nice. And you ask this person, tell me, do you enjoy coughing? I see you smoking. I see you coughing like I don't know what. He says, I want to give up smoking. I think I want. Oh, no, you won't. Oh, great. So do it. No, I can't. What do you mean you can't? I can't. I'm just not able to. I've tried. Been trying for the last 10 years to give up. I can't give it up. This, we know, is called addiction. And this is what the Yidden were like in Mitzrayim. They could see in front of their eyes. They were told clearly. They understood. The message was loud and clear. There was no sfeikas. Hashem, He who Elokim. There was nothing to have any fakers about. But they still went whilst Dom Satay was going on, and they went to their back room, and they bowed down to the little Avodah Zorah there, and said, oh, come on, your Uncle Beryl. Who are you? It's ridiculous. You're making a fool of yourself. I know. What can I do? I can't control myself. When Mashiach will come, Emet Hashem. So we hope we will all be there, Emet Hashem, to greet Mashiach. And when Mashiach is going to come, it's going to be once again, Moedik and Nisim and Nifluos, Ki Mei Seizchom Me'eretz Mitzrayim Areni Nifluos. That when Mashiach will come, there's going to be Nisim and Nifluos, like there was in Mitzrayim, and even more so. And we all want to be there in Yitz Hashem to greet Mashiach. And we're all sure we will be one of those who will be worthy of greeting Mashiach. But we see here from Yitzias Mitzrayim that it isn't so straightforward. In Yitzias Mitzrayim, 4/5 were not worthy of going out. And they were nifta in Makkos Choshech. They were nifta 4/5 of Klal Yisrael. Why? Because they were addicted to their ways. And they couldn't, when push came to shove, when they had to make that decision, am I going to do what's right, or am I just going to follow my desires, even though I know deep down in me what I'm doing is wrong, and I'm destroying myself by doing it? They couldn't be miskaber. They didn't have that inside them. They didn't have that courage and that stamina and that koyach to be able to overcome their desires and what they knew is wrong. Comes Pesach, we say, Chayev Odom Lirois Es Atzmoy. Everybody is obligated to view themselves as if they came out of Mitzrayim. Said the Alter Tzadiker Rebbe, this isn't such an easy thing to do. Because as we saw, 4/5 of the Eden didn't go out. And that's what we say to the Rosh by the Haggadah. Ili hoyosham loy hoyonigo. If he would have been there, he wouldn't have been one of those who left. So when we say Chayev Udom Lirois Es Atzmoy, we don't mean just merely you've got to remember what was and picture it and think to yourself, like we know all the picture books in the Haggadah, Eden walking with a sack on their backs and they're walking out. That isn't just what we mean, Chayev Udom Lirois Es Atzmoy. Rather, what we mean is that we would have been amongst those who actually left Mitzrayim. Not chas v'shulam like the majority, the 4/5 who stayed behind. And that's a very big avoider. Every morning in Birchas HaShachar, we make a brucha, we say, Boruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Shaloi Osani Oved. Boruch Hashem, I thank you, you didn't make me a slave. Now asks the Makor Chaim, he's one of the famous poskim on Shulchan Aruch, about 400 years ago. He says, I don't understand this brucha. Bishloima, all well and good, if you have today people who are slaves, so I could have been a slave like my next door neighbor's a slave, like my cousin is a slave, like the guy down the road is a slave. I could easily have been a slave. So I thank you, Hashem, Shlo Yosani Yovet. Boishim, you didn't make me into a slave. Oba, ask them a kachayim. Ma'oi tzorachiyin, deloi chashinan lebrucha levatu lebizmaneini. Lechoyre, how can we make such a brucha? I thank you, Hashem, you didn't make me today a slave. She'ein luni, lo yevet kanani, v'lo yevet ivri. So how can we make this brucha? It's written in one of the mefoshim on the Siddur. I said a parish called Oilas Tomit from a Rechushivi delivered stroller, Reb Shmuel Homina. He brings the Charedim. The Charedim, who lived about 500 years ago, writes, that besides the mitzvah that we have on the Leila Seder, to view ourselves as if we came out of Mitzrayim, and there the Mephoshim saying, it's not just enough, Lirois, it's not Laharois, you have to really experience and demonstrate it. There is a mitzvah every day of the year, Chayv Udam Lirois es Atzmoy Kili Yotzo in Mitzrayim. And as I shab the Balatanya, the same Lushan in Perit Mem Zayim, B'chol doi v'doi, v'chol yoim v'yoim, Chayev udam lirois, Atzmei kili yotza, hayoim in Mitzrayim. And the Chasam Soif in Pashas Kiseitze writes the same Lushan, Hachiev al kal udam misul, lirois atzmei b'chol yoim, kili yotza Mitzrayim. So explains the Sefer Oilus Tomid, when we thank Hashem today that he didn't make us a slave, what we are referring to is, I thank you, Hashem, that I left Mitzrayim and that I'm not still an eved to Paroi. And with this, he explains beautifully the Seder of the Brucha, which we say in benching, in Noidelecho. In Noidelecho, you'll notice the Seder, the Mephoshim asks his Kasha, doesn't seem to tally. We start off and we say, Noidelecho Hashem Lakeni, Al Shinchalto Lavoiseini Eretz Chemda Torechova. Thank you, Hashem, that you gave our Zaydas Eretz Chemda Torechova, Eretz Ru. And then we carry on, and also that Shoisetsuni Hashem Lakeini Meretz Mitzrayim, Ifti Sun Bisavudim. After Mephoshim, the Seder isn't that not the Seder? First we went to out Mitzrayim, and then we came to Israel. So why are we turning it around in this Brucha? Zuk this Sefer Oilus Tumid, Gevaldig. First of all, we thank Hashem. Here we're not speaking about ourselves. We're speaking about Lavoiseini. You gave our Zaydas and Bubbas Eretz Yisroel. Now we carry on and we refer to ourselves. This is today. So therefore comes after us. Because here we say, Va'al shahoytse suni Hashem lekeni. We don't say, Va'al shahoytse avoyseini Mitzrayim. If we were speaking about, you took our Zaydas out Mitzrayim, so you took that Mitzrayim before you gave the Mitzrayim. So therefore that should come first. But here we're speaking about ourselves. If di suni mi beis avodim. So we have a mitzvah every day to thank Hashem and to remember we are no longer avodim. In another sefer, Sloisa Davrum, it's a parish also on the Tefillah, from a great tzaddik who lived about 180, 190 years ago, Rav Avrum from Chechanov. He quotes a Gemara. The Gemara says that an eved is somebody who avda is hefkeira, avda behefkeira nichalei. An eved is somebody who likes living behefkeiras. He doesn't follow law and order. Behefkeiras does what he wants, how he wants. Avda behefkeira nichalei. Explains the Sloy Savrum, when we came out of Mitzrayim, the first pusik in Aser Sadibris, Onoichi Hashem Elokecho, Asher Hoitzei Sicho Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim to become Avudim to the Rabbi Nishloim. So every single day in the morning, we wake up and we say, I thank you, Hashem, that you have taken me out Mitzrayim, and I've got a tafkid, and I've got a tachlis with my life. I'm no longer an eved to Paroi. I am somebody who my time is important. I've got something which I need to do with my life. And that's what we thank Hashem. So although there are no slaves, but we still need to know, what am I trying to do with myself? There is a sefer, most terrible, terrible sefer, which was written in the Second World War. It's called Shals and Chivas Mimamakim. Mimamakim means from the depths. It was written by a Groser Talmud Chochum called Rabbi Ephraim Oshri. And he wrote all different shalas which he was asked in the Second World War. And it's really, really very difficult, many of these shalas, to read now what he wrote and the answers he gave. One of the questions which he was asked is as follows. He was asked, Be'est Phyllis Haboyke, he was in the Kovno ghetto, and if you've ever heard and read about the Kovno ghetto, it was the most terrible, terrible place. The Nazis, Nebuch, killed and murdered and tortured the most terrible way. The Yidden were there. Be'est Phyllis Haboyke, Keshashliach Tzidbe, Bavrum Yosef, Hashem Yim Kondomoy, Hischel Loim Es Bechas Hashach. When the Shliach Tzibbe started davening, Be'eimah V'yira, when he came to the Bruch Shloyu Sani Yoved, he called out in a loud voice, Eich Icha Loimah Brucha Zi, how can I make such a Brucha? B'shush Anachni Nem Tzuim B'shevi, when we are all captives, V'chinam Nem Kani B'loy Kesev, we've been sold not even for money. How can a slave make a brucha which belongs to Ben Choyrin? When he's being enslaved, how can I make such a brucha? It's a letzunas. And he adds on, no, he's letzunas. I'm worried I'm making a brucha levatula. So writes Rebbe Ephraim Oshri, that this question actually is already addressed by the Rishonim. And the Avudram writes that a Yid who is in prison is allowed to make a brucha shaloi osani oved, although he is a captive. Why? Explains the Avudram, this brucha isn't referring just to the physical slavery. We are thanking Hashem shaloi osani oved. The Rabbi Shem took us out of Mitzrayim and he gave us the Torah. And a Yid who's been given the Torah, he is a Ben Choyrin wherever he may be. He might be shackled. He might not be able to go outside. He might be imprisoned. But he is a Ben Choyrin who's being imprisoned. He is not an Eved. A lion who is in a cage in a zoo is still a lion. He's still the Melech of all the animals. He's a melech who's in prison, but he doesn't stop becoming a melech. When a yid is in prison, he doesn't lose that mala of being a ben choyrin. Ein lecho ben choyrin ela mi shoyz b'toyre, yid no b'nei melochim. So he's behind bars, but he's a ben choyrin who is behind bars. And writes Rebbe Ephraim Oshri, v'adarabba, ke'eis, now especially, choyvo leini levurech bruchazi. We've got even bigger choyv to make this brucha. Leman yakiri oyveini, in order that all our enemies should realize. Shelimrois sheuni nesinim beyudom, las esbuni ketzoyne mara. Although we're in their hands, they can do to us their most evil wishes. Becholzois uni royim esatzmeini kebnei choyrin. We still regard ourselves as bnei choyrin. Like I said, a king who's behind bars, he's still the king. He might be behind bars. This is the Madrega, and this is what we have in mind when we say Shaloi Osani Oved. When a Yid follow his desires, so unfortunately, he is a true Eved, because he's not even in control of himself. What is the definition of an Eved? The definition of an Eved is somebody who others are in control of him. He does not have his own control over what he wants to do, what he wants to say. That's what an Eved is. Somebody who's addicted, he might not be in legal terms a slave, but he is also an Eved. He is a slave to his desires. And that's, unfortunately, that was the 4/5 of the Yidden who were Nifter. They didn't come out because they were not on that Madrega to become Bnei Choyrin. Our Avoida, and this is the Avoida of learning about Yetzias Mitzrayim, is to understand what it means to be Bnei Choyrin, to be in control of yourself, to do what you know is right. The first mitzvah which Hashem gave to Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim, this week's parsha, HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem Rosh Chadushim. explains the Sfonoi, why does the Pusuk add in the word Lochem? HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem. What does it mean, Lochem? Says the Sfonoi, Mikam ve'eilech yi hachadushim shel Lochem. From now on, the months, they are yours, they belong to you. La'asos behem ketzoinchem, to do with them whatever you want. Avo b'mei hashibud lohoyi yemeichem shelachem. When you were being enslaved in Mitzrayim, the days were not yours, the time wasn't yours. Hoy la'avodes achayrim v'ratzoinem, you had to work for others. Lefichach rishon hi lochem, this is now for you. Here the Sfonoi explains what is the definition of an eved, a slave. An eved is somebody who his time is not his own. Whatever he does, it goes for others. Others in control of him. But now what you are doing, this is for yourself. Your days, your hours, your minutes, they belong to you. Take control of your own time. And this is what it means to be a ben choirin, to be somebody who is free. And somebody who is addicted is not free. And this is our avoider, to come and understand to the realization, ma choy vusoy ba'oilumoy, famous introductory words of the Mesis Yeshurim, what does Rabbon Shem want of us? And then when I'm doing what I should be doing, then I'm zoicha, that my time becomes my own. The Troy Hamoy explains, a person does in this world in Gashmias, he leaves this world, it gets all left behind. Torah mitzvahs, that's the only thing which you take with you. So HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem, V'Sefartem Lochem. Says the Troy Hamoy, lived also 500 years ago, what you do for yourself, that's Torah and mitzvahs, that belongs to you. And that's the kiss of Olam. Boys will help him. We should all be Zoicha to take these lessons with us and to have a good Shabbos.